You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Comes a subject that you'd never bring up if the team was doing even remotely well. But that obviously isn't the case. Good morning to you. Good Tuesday morning. I'm Dan Kovacevic of DK Pittsburgh Sports, and this is Daily Shot of Penguins. It comes your way bright and early every weekday. If you're into football and or baseball, I also offer daily shots of Steelers and Pirates in the same place that you found this. Penguins versus Hurricanes tonight at PPG Paints Arena. That's a 7:08 p.m. face-off, the return of Jake Guentzel. Yes, I'll be covering it for DK Pittsburgh Sports. No, it's not going to go well for the home team. Not on the ice, not off the ice. But hey, there's still a dozen of these left to play. And yes, things have gotten so bleak with this franchise, really, in general, that I'm going to bring up a subject today that I've never brought up previously, and that's the leadership group or leadership council or leadership something, depending on who it is that's referencing it inside that locker room. I do not have the exact names of who's part of this. Every once in a while, one of them will be blurted out by Mike Sullivan. Sometimes it'll surprise you. Most often it won't. The guys that you would expect to be on there are, you know, the core guys. Sidney Crosby, Evgeny Malkin, Chris Letang, Erik Karlsson's in there. The core four, if you will. I know Riley Smith is part of that group. I know that Jeff Carter is part of that group. And it sounds like we're getting to half the team. Just wait, because I think that Brian Rust is part of it as well. And there might be even more, which probably puts your leader to pupil ratio in the locker room at like 3 for every 1, you know? But even though I'm not 100% certain of the exact roster of this group, or even whether or not it occasionally will mutate, meaning some guys will be in and some will be out, kind of like the UN Security Council, where, you know, you have rotating members, there's permanent members, and then there's the ones like the Gambia will come in for a year or whatever. Anyway, that's my first and only reference to the Gambia, incidentally, in Daily Shot history. Here's why I bring this up. When it comes to accountability, when it comes to saying the right thing, when it comes to doing the right thing, whether that's in the locker room, whether that's on the ice, whether that's on a power play, whether it's on a penalty kill, whether that's 5-on-5, whether that's taking on a ton of different line mates and never once complaining about it, whether that's being on the fourth line or the first line, this individual's done all of that, and he's done it at an exemplary level, and he really should have worn a letter on his sweater this year. That's Lars Eller. I'm sure you figured that out. To this set of eyeballs, nobody took losing harder than Eller. He continues to take it that way. The only ones who come close in this category are Marcus Pettersson, Brian Rust, and whoever played in goal. The latter is just because goaltenders take these things badly. So you've really got three guys. Now, is that the be-all and end-all of leadership? No. Is talking to reporters afterward the be-all and end-all of leadership? Wow, no, not at all. But Eller's done all of that. Eller's lived all of that. And I'm here to tell you that if this team had followed Eller and followed his conduct on and off the ice, even if that's just as an alternate captain, things might have gone at least a little bit differently this season. Now, what does this matter? Obviously, it doesn't at all. And I'm not pretending that it should, certainly over these final dozen games. But what I don't like, and I haven't liked this for a while, is that the leadership group or council or royal order or junta or whatever you have, that should never have been a closed shop. There are a lot of lousy, baseless criticisms of Mike Sullivan. This one is a legitimate one, I feel. This one's real. The head coach is the one who sets up this environment. And for the head coach to put Smith in that position, when you've seen how little of a crap he's given all season long, and then for Sullivan to say, as he did to reporters in Calgary about a month ago, that Smith is this and that and all the respect he has in the room because he won a Stanley Cup with the Golden Knights and he had a letter on his sweater last season and the players just see how he... I can't even. I read the quote last night to myself and Ed couldn't stomach it. If Sullivan's not going to be fired, and I'll keep repeating, it's crazy to think that he will under these specific circumstances that I've outlined many times. This component needs to be blown up. It needs to be poofed into smithereens, this leadership council thing or whatever, because there isn't any active functioning leadership in a locker room where the players have basically dived headfirst into retreat over these past 14 games, during which they've gone 3-9-2, and in a lot of those got either blown out or blew a very, very big lead, either of which reflects terribly on any leadership. And no, I don't mean to leave Sid out of this, but Sid's never been that kind of captain. Sid has always been that guy. And he'll be the captain of the next Canadian Olympic team, too, for the same reason. You look at him and you see what the dedication is toward winning. That's what he is. That's what he's always been. He's not about to change that now, but that's not what this team needs at this time. What this team needs at this time is a lot more Eller and a lot less Riley Smith. When we come back, J1Q. Today's J1Q comes from Gavin, who says, "Hi, DK. Should the Penguins approach Sidney Crosby about the possibility of trading him this summer? I am a huge Crosby fan, and I know that he's expressed a desire to stay with this team. I'd love to see him retire as a Penguin. Still, might it not make sense to give him the opportunity to finish out his career with a competitive team like a Colorado, where he can contribute to something special while also getting something in return that can help the Penguins rebuild?" You know, this is the second day in a row for one of these Sid's future type questions, and there's a reason for that. I'm getting a lot of them. And I can imagine specifically watching that game in Denver and seeing Nate MacKinnon out there and knowing the friendship between Sid and Nate. And for those of you who go way back with hockey, you'll remember that Raymond Bork had to leave Boston and go to the Avalanche to get his Stanley Cup in his final year. And it's a tough, tough topic to tackle. It really is. I don't believe that the scenario that you describe will ever happen. Meaning, to be precise here, that anyone from this management will approach this living legend and say, do you want out? Because there's no way that that living legend wouldn't take that as a nudge, wouldn't take that as a, oh, why are you asking? You want me out? At which point, whoever that would be in management is toast. Like, they wouldn't even be able to continue on the job. So to take your question in its most literal sense, no. To take it in the broader sense, you know, could Sid ever bring it up? I mean, sure, I guess so. There's been no indication of that to date. If you want to take the fact, and I do mean fact, that he's mad about the Jake Gensel trade, and that still applies, by the way. If you want to take the fact, and again, I do mean fact, that he's made that known to Kyle Dubas, and that Sid's not the only one to let Dubas know what they thought of that trade. And by that, I don't just mean moving Jake. I mean the actual trade, like what was gotten in return. Then I suppose anything is possible. But I do know that Sid values his legacy, that he values being part of the same team, being associated with the Penguins, being associated with Pittsburgh. And my belief, as I'm speaking to you right now, is that you wouldn't see that from him. So I hope that answers your question as best as is reasonably possible right now. I appreciate it. I appreciate everybody who listens to Daily Shot of Penguins, and we're going to do another one of these tomorrow.